The Gemara on Dalet Amud Aleph points out that the Tana Reb Yehuda disagrees with the Tana Ben Azai. Ben Azai Darshan Smuchim in Parshas Mishpatim, and Reb Yehuda disagrees. He says, "Never heard of such a thing." He doesn't believe in Smuchim, and nonetheless, the Tana Reb Yehuda Darshan Smuchim in Mishnah Torah. So the Gemara says, "Other Tanoim Darshan Smuchim without Muchach and without Mufnim. Maybe they'll Darshan Smuchim all over." The whole sugya is working within Reb Yehuda. That's what Tosis points out on Hey Amud Aleph. Tosis the Ramaschal the Rabbanim in all who have a Matzah in the name of the Los Havik Reb Yehuda. There are other Tanoim who don't require Muchach or Mufnim, but the whole sugya is working within the assumption that Reb Yehuda the Tana requires either Muchach or Mufnim to Darshan Smuchim. So the Gemara said, how do you know that there's an institution of Esa Dechaloi Sesei that's based on the Smuchim in Parshas Kiseitzei, that you have Losil Bashatnes next to the Pasuk of Gdilim Tasalucho? So the Smuchim teaches me that Esa Dechaloi Sesei. The Gemara said, but where's the Muchach, where's the Mufnim? The Gemara says, if you're considering Muchach, so Muchach means if the Pasuk is in the wrong place. So the Parsha of Tzitzis is in the end of Parsha Shlach. It doesn't belong over here. So the fact that the Pasuk of Tzitzis is one lone Pasuk all by itself, it's the only Pasuk. It really belongs. The Pasuk Dilim Tasalucha should be written over there together with the whole Parsha of Tzitzis. Parsha is Vayomer. So if you hold from Muchach, so it's Muchach. It's out of place. If you hold from Mufneh, so what is Mufneh? What words are miyuter over here? So the Gemara says the phrase Tzemer Pishtim is Mufneh. Why is it? First thing, Gemara thought the whole Pasuk is Mufneh. The Gemara said the phrase Tzemer Pishtim is Mufneh according to the Tana Rabbi Shmuel. What is the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel? The Gemara said there's a machlokes between Tana de Rabbi Shmuel and Rava. Rava representing other Tanoim. Whether the obligation to put tzitzis on a beged, let's say on a silken garment, or on a cotton garment, is that min haTorah of the Rabbanan? So Tana de Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that begodim ha'amurim b'Torah stam is either tzemer or pishtim. So it says, v'asalem tzitzis ha'kanfi b'gdehem l'day roysam. So the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel holds that the chiyuv of the rice of tzitzis is only a beged tzemer or a beged pishtim, and shaminim is only the Rabbanan. And Rabba disagrees. Rabba represents the other Tanoim who disagree that every beged is included. Katna is chay min haTorah and silk is chay min haTorah. Fine, all of God are chay min haTorah. So the Gemara says, according to the Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, who the original member Tana de Rabbi Shmuel is a machlekes Tana de Rabbi Shmuel and Rabba, whether the chiyuv tzitzis on silk is their eyes of the Rabbon. But you can see another thing. According to Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, I don't need the phrase in the pasuk Tzemra Pishtim Yachtav to tell me the definition of shatnes. I would have figured it out by myself, because the pasuk in Vayikra says, "Who beged klaim shatnes layala alecha," and the word shatnes means a combination of two materials. So, which two materials do you think we're talking about? You think you're talking about polyester and cotton? No, beged homa b'Torah stam is either tzemer or pishtim. So here, when it says a beged klaim shatnes, shatnes means a blend. So obviously, it means a blend of tzemer or pishtim. Two together. So why do you need the pasuk in Dvarim in Parshas Kiseitzer that says Tzemer Pishtim Yachtav to define what shatnes is? Would have been able to figure out on my own if you hold like Tana de Rabbi Shmuel that usually beged means o tzemer o pishtim, and here beged klaim shatnes means Tzemer Pishtim together. I would have known it on my own. So the Gemara says no. It's not true. The phrase Tzemer Pishtim Yachtav is not mufne, is not miyuter, because the two psukim of shatnes are talking about two different aspects of shatnes. The pasuk in Vayikra reads, a beggar climbs shatnes lo yal alecha, goes on ha'aloh. Ha'aloh means a blanket. And this pasuk, lo silbe shatnes, in parshas kiseitze, is talking about levisha shatnes. So one might have thought mistakenly that regarding ha'aloh, you're right. It says beged. A beged, according to the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, means usually tzemer o pishtim. Here it means tzemer o pishtim together. That's a definition of shatnes. But with respect to the isa shatnes of levisha, there's room to think that that should be more chomer than ha'aloh. According to the Rambam, it is more chomer, because levisha is also even in b'hanoah, and ha'aloh is only also as yesh b'hanoah. So one might have thought that Levisha Shatas is Mochomer, so any Shnei Minim should be Asa. So that's why I need the phrase Semra Pishtim Yachta. So the Gemara says, you don't have any Mufna, the phrase is not Miyuta. That's how the Gemara, Akati Yitztuk Salka Daitach Amin, in the middle of a Dalet Amud Beis, Salka Daitach Amin, Halo Hudilo Nafish Hano Yasa. So there, Tarader Rebbe Shmuel will tell us, will indicate to us, that the definition of Beged Kelaim Shatnez is Semra Pishtim together. Aber Levisha Denafish Hano Yasa, it's mochom, or I would have thought Koltre Mini Os Rachmane, any blend of two kinds of material should be included, because Rachmane Semra Pishtim, so I do need Semra Pishtim. Morris says, no, you still don't need the phrase Semra Pishtim. I would have learned that with the Xereshava, there it says Shatnez, and here it says Shatnez. So the fact that it says Semra Pishtim is really Miyuta. Fine. That's the Gemara. What was the original member of Rava? The original member of Rava, Rabbi Shmuel can't hold, the Gemara is going to stay soon there, Rabbi Shmuel could hold partially from Rava. The original member of Rava, Rava is working on the assumption that all the minim are chayv in tzitzis benatora, cotton and silk, all the begadim are chayv, if it has four corners, it's chayv in tzitzis benatora. And Rava darshins that there seems to be an apparent contradiction between the two psukim. On the one hand, it says Rama Rami, Rava Rami, 10 lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. Rava Rami, Rava had a rumi, had a contradiction. On the one hand, it says Hakana bin Konaf, you can put the strings we made of whatever material the garment is made of. So if you're wearing a silken talus, you can have strings of silk. If you're wearing a cotton talus, you can have strings of cotton. Then on the other hand, it says Semra Pishtim, it sounds like the string should dafke be Semra Pishtim. So the Gemara says, so Rava comes up with the Pshari, he says, if you're using strings, usually in the stores they sell woolen strings for tzitzis. So if you have woolen strings, that's good, even if the garment is silk and even if the garment is cotton. There's no shatnez issue, and it doesn't have to be akana bin kana. If you want to use silken string, that's acceptable if the beged is silk. If you want to use cotton string, that's acceptable if the beged is cotton, but you can't use silk string on a cotton beged. You can't use cotton string on a silk beged. But semra strings, or pishtim strings, are good on any beged. So that's the original Rav Rava. So Rabbi Shmuel, Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, can hold from Rava. Tana Rabbi Shmuel disagrees, but Rava, he holds that the chiv tzitzis men ha-Torah is only if the beged is either semra or pishtim. He holds that on cotton and silk and begodim. There is no chiv deraisa of tzitzis at all, so he can't hold from Rava. So the Gemara just says, no, but he could have held partially from Rava. Because the Gemara asked Akasha, the last 10 lines, last 13 lines on Dalet Amud Beis. The line begins with the word, the Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara asks, before that, the line begins with the word Taima. The Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Taima, the Kasra Rachman et Samra Pishtim. The only reason why you know that Yidarshan Smuchim here, that Esed Deichaloi Sese, the two psukim are next to each other in Parshis Kiseitze, that's how you know that Klayim is Mutter and Tzitzis, is because of the Smuchim. And if you wouldn't have Smuchim, you would think that you're not allowed to put Shatnes even in a Beged Shal Tzitzis. So the Gemara says, how can that be? But the Torah says, Kol Begodim Ha'murim Ha'Torah Stam, Otzemer, or Pishtim, and you have to put in Tchelis, and Tchelis has to be not only a specific color, has to be a specific material, has to be woolen strings. If you're going to put woolen strings in a garment that's pishton, by definition, that's going to be shatnez. So what do you need a smuchim? What do you need smuchim? What do you need a smichas apsukim? The darshan smuchim, a new fangled drosha from the chumash itself, you see, without any new drosha of smuchim. From the chumash, you see that shatnez is mutter in tzitzis, because in order to put in Chelis and the beged shel pishtim, my definition is going to be shatnez. So the Gemara says, I might have thought a little bit along the lines of Rava. Rabbi Shmuel can't hold from Rava, the Gemara says, because they disagree whether Shab Godem Achai Min HaTorah or not. But along the lines of Rava, one would have thought that when the Torah required that we should put in Chelis, and the Chelis has to be not only a specific color, it has to be a specific material, the strings that are dyed Chelis have to be wool. So I would have thought that if the beged is wool and the strings are going to be wool, so then you should have tcheles on one of the woolen strings. But if you're going to have the beggar is going to be pishton, I would have thought that there's no, you're not allowed to put on chutei tzemer, it's going to be shatnes. And even for the purpose, I wouldn't, if you don't know that there's an institution of esedech alay sesei, I would have said that the mitzvah to put on tcheles only applies if it's a beggar shal tzemer. You can have tcheles if it's a beggar shal katna, beggar shal meshi, but Rabbi Shmuel holds you're not chay min ha-Torah if it's made from silk or if it's made from cotton. So coming to Rabbi Shmuel, the only two godim in the whole wide world that are chay and tzitzis is an arba kamfis of wool and arba kamfis of pishton. So if you wouldn't have the drusha of esedech alay sesei, so you're only going to have tcheles and a beggar shal tzemer. And Gemara says, okay, so be it. I would have read the psukim like that. If it's a beggar shal tzemer, then you put tcheles. Beggar shal pishton. There's no head to have shatnez. So you say you wouldn't put tcheles. This halacha that we paskin like Rova. That if you have woolen, most of the tzitzis that they sell in the store are strings that are from wool. But if you want, you can have, if the garment is made from silk, you can use silken strings. So can you have a combination? Can you have half wool and half silk? So the Mishnah Brura discusses every shaila under the sun. He has all the details, halacha l'maisa. So he quotes from the Malbim. The Malbim went down in history. The Malbim is famous for his commentary on Tanakh. But the Malbim, while he was alive, during his generation, was one of the major poskim of the generation. They have the letter that Rabbi Chaim Moiser wrote about Alstritt, that in Germany, Rabbi Hirsch insisted that the Orthodox community has to break off from the general Jewish community because they shouldn't associate at all with the Reform. So Rabbi Chaim Moiser wrote a letter, the Shaila was, maybe in the earlier generations, at the beginning of the Reform movement, maybe the other Rabbanim disagreed with Rabbi Hirsch and they were not for Austrit. And maybe in the later generations, when the Reform were allowing Kohanim to marry Grusha, and they were violating their intermarriage and everything, Kol HaTorah Kula, they violate everything, so maybe then everyone should adopt the position of Austrit. Maybe everyone should agree that the Orthodox should not associate at all with the Reform. So Rabbi Chaim Moser wrote a response to that letter. So he said, what do you mean from day number one they were over Kol HaTorah Kula and the other Rabbanim disagreed with Rabbi Hirsch? And he says it was never a shaila in halacha. He says it was a shaila of which way you'll maintain your balabatim, which way will you, a psychological issue, which way will you succeed in maintaining religious observance by the balabatim. It was never a shaila in halacha because if it would have been an issue in halacha, Rabbi Hirsch would have submitted the shaila to Rabbi Saul Salanter and to the Malbim, who were the big poskim of that generation. So the descendants, Rabbi Hirsch, say he didn't have to submit the shaila; he poskimed it on his own. He didn't have a shaila; he knew what the answer was. But that's what Rabbi Chaim Moiser wrote. He says that it was never a halachic issue; they would have submitted it to the two major poskim of the generation, Rabbi Saul Salanter. We usually look at Rabbi Saul Salanter, the founder of the Muslim movement, but he was one of the great Goyne Hadar. That's Rabbi Chaim Moiser writes. They would have submitted the shaila to these two poskim, the Malbim. So the Malbim, during his lifetime, was viewed as a major poskim. He started writing a chibur on Shulchan Aruch, and then he stopped in the middle. He wrote the Artzus HaChaim. It goes on, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, it goes, the Kabbas Hilchas Tzitzis and the Kabbas Hilchas Tfilin. But then it doesn't go any further. They say this story goes that the Malbim went to Presburg to get a haskama from the Chasam Sofer. So he stayed there over Shabbos, and the Chasam Sofer was very impressed by him, and I think he gave haskama to the Artzus HaChaim. And then on Motzoi Shabbos, the lights were off in the shul, and the whole Shabbos, the Malbim was a young man, the Malbim was sitting next to the Chasam Sofer in shul. So when Shabbos was over, and the Malbim went to Dav Mairiv in shul, it was dark, so by mistake he sat down in the Rav's seat. So one of the Balabatim was all enraged. He's sitting down in the rabbi's seat. So he told him, young man, get up. He said in Yiddish, young man, get up. You're sitting in the rabbi's seat. So the Chasam Sofer walked in and he realized what was happening. The Malbim was a little fatracht. He was a little thinking and learning. He wasn't, and it was dark in the shul, and he wasn't so familiar with the whole shul. So the Chasam Sofer said, let him stay where he is. Leave him, let him stay where he is. So when the Malbim came out of his trance and he realized what happened, that he's sitting in the rabbi's seat, and the Chasam Sofer said, let the young man stay where he is. He took it as if it was a curse, that he should stay on that level of learning, that he shouldn't develop anymore. So that's why historically, that was the end of his career as far as being one of the major poskim, and he's known as an expert in Tanakh. That's how the story goes. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Malbim Malat, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, he quotes from the Arzach Chaim, Hilchos Tzitzis, Hilchos Tefillin, he quotes from the Malbim. So he quotes over here from the Malbim, let's say have a silk garment. So I'm allowed to use either silk tzitzis. Rava holds that it's a din deraisa, silk garment is chaim tzitzis. And Shulchan Aruch and Machlekes had a paskin where the silk is deraisa, the rabbanon. So if you have a silk garment, you can have either silk tzitzis or woolen tzitzis. Woolen tzitzis, semra, pishtim, pater, and any beggar. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Arz HaChaim that if you want to have two long, we have four long strings, and you fold them over, makes it into eight. So if you want to have two long strings of wool and two long strings of silk, that's acceptable, because the two and two are two different units. There are three different opinions how many strings are supposed to be dyed tcheles. So you have four long strings that are folded over and make it into eight. So the Rambam's opinion is that you dye a half of one long string. So you only have one out of eight is going to be blue, and the other seven are going to be white, lovin. The Ravid agrees with the Rambam that it says, Nasal tzitz a kind of psil tcheles, one string. One string means one long string, not a short string. A short string is half of a string. So the Ravid's opinion is that one out of the four long strings should be dyed tcheles, and the mele is going to be two out of the eight will be blue, and six out of the eight will be white. And Rashi and Tosfos and Menachos learn the Gemara that it's two and two, that it's half and half. They're the two different units. On Shulchan Aruch, they quote the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara talks about how long the strings have to be. The strings have to have, the way we are machmen, the strings have to have a minimum of yud beis agudlin, of 10 agudlin. And l'chatchila, you have the first four agudlin are the winding around, and then the eighth agudlin, the 8 inches, are the loose part, 1/3 and 2/3. That's a hidur mitzvah that it should be 1/3 and 2/3. If it's not 1/3, half and half is also good, but it's a hidur mitzvah, it should be 1/3 and 2/3. So the Rabbeinu Tam, so the Gemara says, what if you tied on the chutim on the beged, and they were the right length, and after you already tied it onto the beged, then the chutim ripped, and it's not long enough. So the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Tam read the Gemara. It's a little unclear how to read the Gemara. Menachos, Perek HaTcheles. Rabbeinu Tam read the Gemara that there are two units to tzitzis. There's a tcheles and the loven. It's two and two. So you have to have one unit has to be complete. And even Mizman HaZed, we don't have, many people don't have tcheles, but still we treat it as if it's two and two. Two different units. So you have to have two units should be shleimim. They should be fully, the full length of Yud Beis HaGudlin. Then the other unit of the other two long strings, so that if it rips a little bit and it's not the right length, as long as you have Kedei Anivo, then it would be acceptable. But if you have, let's say, three of the long strings ripped, even if you have Kedei Anivo, that's not acceptable. You have to have one of the two units should be Bishlei Musoi, and the other unit you have to have left the Kedei Anivo. So this Rabbeinu Tam is quoted La Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So one could have said the Shulchan Aruch didn't really pass like the Rabbeinu Tam. Shulchan Aruch is just machma like the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam threw in a chumra over here that you have to have two should be sholem, either the lovan or the tcheles. One of the two units should be bishlei musa, the full yud beis agudlin, and the other unit, if it had the right length at the time you tied it onto the garment, and then it ripped and it's shorter than it's supposed to be, so that's called gardume tcheles. It no longer has the full shear, so then you make them. So you could say that Shulchan Aruch just quoted Rabbeinu Tam l'hachmer. But here the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Malbim. He thinks that this is the din, that you have two, that they're paskening like the Rabbeinu Tam, rejecting the Rambam and rejecting the Rabbi. The Rambam holds that you make one half string. Now there's one of the eight strings is going to be tcheles. The Rabbi says one of the long strings is going to be tcheles. Mishnah Berurah is paskening like the Malbim, that it's two and two. So the Malbim is of the opinion, the two different units in the Chutei Atzitzis, two long strings are called Tcheles and two of those strings are called Lavan. So you can have two of the long strings can be wool, and the other two of the long strings can be silk, if it's a silken garment. But if you're going to have three in one, you neither here nor there, so you're not Yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Malbim Halacha L'Maaseh. He's paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. That's the din. The two different units over here in the tzitzis. Fine. So again, the whole discussion in the Gemara is on the last line on Gimel and Beis. The Gemara is asking, how do you know that Esed Dechayla Sese? Where do you have the Mokim in the Chumash? So the Gemara says, from the Smuchim, that even the Rabbi Yehuda in Kala Tarakula does not darshan Smuchim. He disagreed with Ben Azai. But in the Chumash Dvarim he does, either because you're going to have Muchachach, because you're going to have Mufne. And here by the Gedilim Tasalacho, and the Silva Shatnas, you have a Mufna to have the phrase Tamra Pishtim is really unnecessary. I would have known it through the Xereshava of Shatnas Shatnas. It doesn't even mean Xereshava. It means the same definition of the word. It's a Gila Milsam Yama. The word Shatnas has the same meaning over here as it has in the other place. It means Tamra Pishtim. Okay, that's the Gemara. So here, Taisus Andala Naman Aleph has a famous discussion. Imam Aschel Dichsiv. The quote the Gemara in Erechin, the beginning of Erechin, the Masechta begins with Hakol Marichim. Anybody and everybody can take another Erechin to say Erki Alai, Erko Alai, and so on. So the Gemara quotes two dafim of Gemara. The base daf Gemara keeps on quoting all the brises, all the mishnayos, and all the brises where it says Hakol. It says Hakol Chayov Mitzitzis, and it says Hakol Chayov Mibichas Hamozen. And Hakol Chayovim b'Mikra Megillah, Hakol Hakol Shochtim. Every time it says Hakol, so the Gemara collects all the places in Mishnayos, all the places in Shas, Mishnayos and Brayos, where it says Hakol. And they explain what does Hakol come to be Marbe. In each case, comes to be Marbe something else. So the Gemara says there, a Brayso, Hakol Chayovim b'Tzitzis. All the Jews are obligated to put on Tzitzis, Kohanim Leviim Yisraeli. So the Gemara says, what does that mean, Kohanim Leviim Yisraeli? They're all Jewish. Of course, whom would you think? You would have thought Leviim HaPater. You would have thought the Kohanim HaPater. Who would you think is Pater from Tzitzis? What's the Havamina? So the Gemara comes up with a fantastic Havamina, that if you have this Michas HaPsukim, Gdilim Tasalacho is next to Lasil B'Shatnes. And Kohanim are permitted to wear Shatnes in the Beis HaMikdash and the Big Dekunah. Not only permitted, they're obligated. There has to be Shatnes in the Avneit. And the Kohen Gadol also has Shatnes in his Big Dekunah. So one might have thought that since in Chumash Dvarim Darshan Smuchim that there's a connection between the two psukim, Lasil B'Shatnes Gedilim Tasalacho. So one might have thought mistakenly that since the Kohanim are permitted to wear Shatnes, so they're exempt from the other pasuk also. One would have had a Havamina the Kohanim don't have the obligation to put on tzitzis. So Kamash Malan, that they are obligated to wear tzitzis. Taka, why? Why don't you say? Why don't you argue the point and say that since they were allowed to wear shatnas, they don't have that din, so they don't have this din either? Gemara says it's not true. They're only allowed to wear shatnas in the big dekuna be'idan avoida. That's the lashon of Gemara. Nehi'id be'idan avoida ishtri. That's the lashon of Gemara. Ne'erchen dav gimlam and base. When they do the hakrovas hakarbonas, they're allowed to wear the shatnas. Sholot be'idan avoida loy mishtri. When they're not doing the avoida, they're not allowed to wear shatnas. So that's we'll have to discuss that in it when we get to the Tesis later. What does it mean? They're not allowed to wear the big dekuna with the shatnas shalai b'shas avayda. I mean, when they wear big dechol, they're not allowed to wear shatnas. That's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid thinks that they're allowed to wear big dekuna all day long with the shatnas even shalai b'shas avayda, and the Rambam says no. The Rambam read the Gemara literally. Shalai b'idna avayda, they're not even allowed to wear the big dekuna shalai b'idna avayda. They had to wear big dekuna is only b'shas avoda, shloi b'shas avoda not. So the Gemara answered that the brisa that says Kohanim are mechuyev to wear tzitzis, the chiddush is on the Kohanim. Yes.
Can you please repeat the Havamina?
Yes, it's an unbelievable Havamina. It's a fantastic Havamina. The pasuk has the two dinim one next to the other, and the chumish dvarim midarshin smuchim. So since the pasuk has one next to the other, shatnas next to tzitzis, I would have said whoever is mechuyev in one is mechuyev in the other. Whoever is not mechuyev in the first one is not mechuyev in the second one. So I would have thought kohanim are not obligated to observe shatnas because the Torah says kohanim have to wear shatnas in the big dekuna. So I would have thought since pasuk one doesn't apply to them, pasuk two doesn't apply either. I would have thought that they're permitted that they're not obligated to put on tzitzis in their begodim. So kamash malon, so what's taka the kamash malon? The Braisa says that they are chayvin tzitzis. Taka, why? Why not darshan smuchim? So the Gemara says, because it's not true that they're allowed to wear shatnas. They're only allowed to wear shatnas b'idna avoida. Shaloi b'idna avoida, not b'shas avoida. They're not allowed to wear shatnas. So they do have to observe the law of shatnas. So therefore they do have the mitzvah of tzitzis. If they would have been exempt from the mitzvah of shatnas, they would have taka been not mechuyev in the mitzvah of tzitzis.
At the time that they're wearing the clothes of the avoda, do they have to wear tzitzis as well?
The big day kahuna?
When the kohanim are doing the avoda.
So they can't wear any other clothing. I don't think any of the big day kahuna have four corners. I don't think there is a chayiv tzitzis. None of the big day kahuna have four corners. And they can't wear any other clothing. It'll be chatzitzis. It'll be miyuta begodim. Yeah. We'll have to learn it. Okay, we'll have to discuss. When we get to that topic later, we'll have to discuss. The Gemara talks about the Avnei, whether it has shatnas on it. We assume the Avnei that the Kohen had, it does have shatnas all year long. We'll have to see the Gemara.
According to the Rambam, how literal is the Shas Avoda? Meaning, if they're in the Beis Hamikdash, they're waiting to do things, do they have to be in Big Day Hall and then change into the Big Day Kahuna, whatever someone comes along?
No, they wear the Big Day Kahuna, but they don't put on the Gartel, because the Avnei has the shatnas. So as they're about to do the Avodah, then they put on the Gartel, and then the second they finish, they have to take off the Avnei right away. That's how the Rama writes. The moment they finish the Akrovas HaKarbonos, they have to take off the Avnei. The other Big Dekuna they may wear. The Kohen Hedi wears four Big Dekuna. So the other three pose no problem. The other three should have posed a major problem. It's Hegdish, so it should be Me'ila the Hegdish. So the Gemara says, Big Dekuna Nitna Lehonis Behem. By definition, we know that you're going to wear big dekuna, so you're always going to be nana from it. So the Gemara says they can wear the big dekuna all day long. That doesn't pose a problem of me'ilah. It only poses a problem. Wearing the avnet poses a problem because that's shatness. So that's the issue. So the Rambam holds that it's literally only bidna avoda, the shalav bidna avoda, they have to take off the big dekuna in the Beis HaMikdash. The avnet is the only one when they're not doing avoda. And the Raivit understood in the Gemara, no, it does mean that. Taisus anan daf and menachas has the two suggestions, whether the Rambam and the Raivit. It doesn't mention the names of the Rambam and the Raivit, but they had the same dispute, whether Big Dekuna Shalor B'Shah Sabad and the Beis HaMikdash is Mutter or not. Same Achloikas. So Taisus has an interesting Lashon over here. If the Gemara in Erechin and Daf Gimlam and Beis Harahava Mina, that whoever is not obligated to observe Shatnas is also not obligated to observe Tzitzis, Certainly more so, you should have said lechumre, that whoever is obligated to observe shatnes is obligated to wear tzitzis. So women should be mechuyev in tzitzis. Women, we paskan, are not mechuyev. There's a machlokes hatarayim, whether women are mechuyev in tzitzis. Takes it close in. The shaila is whether tzitzis is considered a mitzvah sesesh as man groma or not. What's the shaila? So they quote, there's a machlokes hatanoim. Is there such a din? Urisimosa prat leksus lailo. Is there such a drosh? So we paskin that ksus lailo is not chayv in tzitzis. So therefore, the mitzvah of tzitzis is a mitzvah sesa shazma grama, women are potter. And then Tosis Derech Agav says, and how do you know that such a din exists? The Mishnah Kiddushin says so, the end of the first parak. Mishnah says, kol mitzvah sesa shazma grama, the women are potter. So Tosis refers you to the Gemara. It was important to answer their kasha. So Tosis says, how do you know that that's true? How do you know the whole institution that mitzvah says the shazan grama noshim p'turah? So the story begins with women studying Gemara. Are women obligated to study Gemara? So the Gemara says no, because the Pesach says on the Maratamos as b'neichem elo b'neisich. If the girl wants to volunteer to learn Gemara, he's not to hey, but you're not mechuyev. The father's not mechuyev to teach his daughter Torah because on the Maratamos as b'neichem elo b'neisich. That Pesach on the Maratamos as b'neichem is in Chumash Dvarim in Kriyas Shema. And it's right next to the pasuk of Tfilin. So we darshan smuchim in Chumash Dvarim. So we say, since women are exempt from Talmud Torah, matmas benechem, v'lo b'nasechem, who are dinami, women are exempt from Tfilin. Okay. Now, where does that leave you? So now the Gemara says the next step, that it says, in the mantia, you should wear Tfilin, l'mantia taras Hashem eficho, kibiyad chazoka atzeach Hashem in Mitzrayim. So the Gemara has a drasha, Huk shu tefillin the kol haTorah kula. wearing tefillin is compared to all the other mitzvahs of Torah. Manti Torah Hashem Eficha. What does that mean? So the Gemara sometimes says that the Mechilta says that wearing tefillin will lead you to be matzliach and learning. That's why it says in the Mekubalim that a person should try to learn a little bit in the morning. When you finish davening, you shouldn't take off your tefillin right away. You should try to learn a little bit. A lot of shuls, the rabbi gives a dvar halacha for 2 minutes when everybody still has the tefillin on. Matia teresa Hashem eficha as a hatzlacha for learning in the rest of the day. So, and there's a mechilta that says the Beis Yosef has a long arichas on this, that only balabatim are mechuyev to wear tefillin. People who sit and learn all day long, they don't have to wear tefillin. Because the whole purpose on tefillin is Mantia teresa Hashem eficha. You should be matzliach and learning, but that's what you do for a living all day long. You sit and learn all day long. So one who's oisek b'atar is potter menat tefillin. So the Beis Yosef says, obviously we don't follow that. So he stands on his head to try to explain how did we decide to throw out that mechilt. Okay, that's an oisek. So some of the Tanraim say the mantia teres Hashem eficha goes on limanatur, and then this Gemara in Kiddushin understands teres Hashem refers to all the other mitzvahs atur. The 248 mitzvahs asay, Ramach mitzvahs asay. So hukshu tefillin, the mitzvah tefillin is compared to all the other mitzvahs. In what way is it compared? Just like women are potter from tefillin, so too women are potter from all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So from the lois asay, they're not potter from. Because it's isha uishu ki yashim mikol chatas ha'adam, that hishu ha'kosu v'isha lish l'chol onshin shabbat Torah. It says isha uishu. A man or a woman who sins need a kapara, they get the punishment. So as far as all the averis, the 365 lavin, the women are mukhayev the same as the men, whether it's magram or not. What about all the mitzvahs I say? So the women are potter for all the mitzvahs I say. Tefillin is hukash l'kol ha'tarkula. The women are potter from all the 248 mitzvahs I say. Gemara says, no, we know that women are mukhayev in certain mitzvahs. So it means all the other 248 mitzvahs are hukash to tefillin. That just like tefillin is a mitzvah, seses shasman grumman, we know that women are potter. How do you know women are potter? Because it's next to the pasuk olamarta mosans b'nechem alo b'nasechem. So we know women are potter from Talmud Torah. So therefore, women are potter from tefillin. So since tefillin is a mitzvah, seses shasman grumman, so we say hukish kol haTorah kula, all the other mitzvahs I say, which shasman grumman, also women are potter. Yeah, this is a valid drasha if you hold that tefillin is zman grama. Who decided, who made that determination that tefillin is a zman grama? So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim whether Laila is lav zman tefillin in HaTorah or only lav zman tefillin in the Rabbanim. The rabbis were gunning out to prohibit wearing tefillin at night. Because at nighttime people usually go to sleep. You're going to go to sleep with your tefillin on, so people in the middle of the sleep sometimes amefiach, they pass gas. And that's a bizayin to the tefillin. Tefillin need a gufnoki. So the Gemara says, at least min derabbanan, for sure. You're not allowed to wear tefillin by Laila, because Laila is manshina, people are going to go to sleep. And you're not allowed to sleep with the tefillin on, because tefillin need a gufnoki. But the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim. Some tanaim hold that it's min haTorah, Laila loves man tefillin. Because it says, v'shamata sechukah azos lamoado, miyomim yamima yamim v'lo leilo. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. What does that pasuk refer to? V'shamarta as a chukah azos, which chukah? It's unclear. So after the Tanaim say it refers to chukah satfilin. And it says, miyamim, miyamim v'lo leilos. You're not allowed to wear tefillin by laila, it's an iser. V'shamarta is an iser. Whenever it says, yishama pen bial, it's a lois esay. And it says, miyamim, miyamim, miyamim v'lo kol yamim. So you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov either. And other Tanaim disagree. They say, v'shamarta as a chukah azos refers to Korban Pesach. It's in the same parasha, Korban Pesach. Miyamim Yamima means annually. It doesn't mean you should bring Korban Pesach daily. It means annually, once a year. Miyamim Yamima, Teshem Anari Itonu Yamim O Asor. That is, when Eliezer, Eber Avram came to make the Shidduch with Rivka, with Yitzchak, so they said, let us stay for a year, let him be engaged, Yamim, a year, O Asor, 10 months. So you see that Yamim sometimes means a year. So the other Tana says, "V'shamata sechukah says b'chukas haPesach hakos medaber." Miyamim yamim means annually, does mean daily. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. So some Tanaim hold that Shabbos and Yontif is man tefillin. You have to put on tefillin Shabbos and Yontif. And some Tanaim hold that Laila is man tefillin. Men atoy yimuchu even tefillin b'Laila. Also, it's only midirabbanan that they say not allowed to wear tefillin. So according to those Tanaim, tefillin is a mitzvah sasei, No difference. The question is, according to those Tanoim, are women still potter from tefillin or not? Because how did the Gemara establish that women are potter from tefillin? Because it says in the Maratim, women are potter from Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is not a Zman Groma. The Gemara says Talmud Torah is not a Zman Groma. Some have a practice not to learn Torah on December 25th at night. They call it Nitalnacht. Natal is the day of the birth, the birthday of Osahuish. So they have a practice not to learn Torah. So they say from the Ragat Shaver, he has a raya in the Gemara that the meaning is wrong. Because the Gemara asks, why aren't women obligated to learn Torah? After all, it's the mitzvah saseh, shalo hazman groma. So he said, if nitl nacht, you're not supposed to learn Torah. So it says man groma. There's one night in the course of the year, every 365 days, there's one night that you don't learn Torah. So it's a raya in the Gemara that the Talmud Torah is a mitzvah saseh, shalo hazman groma. Okay, you can maybe argue with the raya. So I'll call upon him. So the Gemara says that Talmud Torah is a mitzvah saseh, shalo hazman groma. And nonetheless, women are potter. That's a possible. Then the Gemara says, women are potter from tefillin, because one part next to the other in Kriyashma. It says tefillin right next to Talmud Torah. So women are potter from tefillin. Then the next step is a machloikas hatanaim. The next step to say that hukash tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin, is compared to kala terakula in the sense of all the other ramach mitzvahs asay, and therefore what? Mantia teras Hashem eficho. The hukshu tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin is hukish, the other ramach mitzvah sasei, that what? That just like tefillin, women are potter, it says man grama, so to all the other mitzvah sasei, it's man grama, nashem are potter, that's questionable. That half of the Tanoim hold that tefillin is not as man grama. They hold that laila is man tefillin and atar, Shabbos yontav is man tefillin and atar. We paskin, Shabbos yontav is lav man tefillin, either based on that pasuk or based on another pasuk. We paskin, Shabbos yontav, you don't put on tefillin. How do we paskin by Laila? That's a machlekes. Whether we paskin, the Raman paskins Laila loves man tefillin is min haTorah. You're not allowed to put on tefillin by Laila. And the other Rishonim paskin, not so. The Laila is loves man tefillin is only midirabbanim. Min haTorah Laila is man tefillin. So whether Laila is or not, there's a machlekes harishonim had a paskin. But Shabbos and Yontav, everybody paskins that we paskin by Halacha. You don't wear tefillin. Shabbos and Yontav. So as far as we're concerned, tefillin is his man groma, and this is the mocha for that derosha. So that's what the Taisus quote. Taisus is compelled to quote that from Kedusha Naflamin Hey in order to answer that kasha. They got stuck with the kasha over here. But before you get to that kasha, Taisus says earlier, if you have two psukim, one next to the other, let's say you would have two dinim in the same pasuk, it would be a hekesh. Here you have two psukim, and we darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah. Because it's muchach, because it's muchna, fine. So if you have two psukim, one is a loy sasei, and one is a mitzvah sasei, shaz man groma. Tzitzis is a machlekes hatanaim, whether Laila is man tzitzis or Laila is loves man tzitzis. We pass like the Tana Reb Shimon that Laila is loves man tzitzis, because there's a reason also, prat laksus Laila. That laksus Laila is potter, so therefore tzitzis is his man groma. So therefore, women are potter. The other Tanaim hold that Ksus Laila is also chayiv, and women are chayiv in tzitzis. The Gemara says, one of the Amoraim made tzitzis for his wife because he passed on halacha that Ksus Laila is chayiv, so women are chayiv in tzitzis also. So Taisus raises a question, and a few mesichtas, they work on the same kasha. If you have the loisese or lesilba shatnes, the loisese, women are mechuyiv, and all alavim. And the essay of tzitzis, women are not mechuyev, because that's a zman groma, that's how we pasuk l'halacha. So Tosfos asks, why don't you darshan the smuchim as if it were a hekesh, should be the same as a hekesh, kol sheyeshna mebal tilba shatnez, yeshna b'mitzvah tzitzis. So since women are not permitted to wear shatnez, because it's a lois essay, so women should be obligated to put on tzitzis. So they say it should be a kal v'chomer. Madach the Gemara in Erech and Daf Gimel said it lahokil, you should certainly say it lahachmer. The Gemara suggested a havamina lahokil. Since Kohanim are not muzer, the Kohanim are not forbidden to wear shatnas, Kohanim wear shatnas every day in the big day kuna. So the laws of shatnas don't apply, so therefore they should be potter from tzitzis. The Gemara said it lahokil, they should be potter. Then the Gemara answered, it's not correct because the Kohanim are only allowed to wear shatnas. They are muzer. They're not allowed to violate shatnas. That was the answer. But at the Havamina, they thought Kohanim are not muzer in the lab of shatnas at all. So if the Gemara thought that there's a smuchim, you treat it like a hekesh lahakel, that whoever is not prohibited from wearing shatnas is not obligated to wear tzitzis, you should certainly say it. That the Tosis words it. Koshekein, that's Tosis. Koshekein sheyesh lanu lidrosh lechumra lechayv noshim betzitzis. You should certainly say that since women are forbidden to violate shatnas, they're certainly obligated to wear tzitzis. Why is it a certainly? Why is it a kalshkein lahachmer? If the Gemara had a svara lahakel, you should certainly say lahachmer. So this is based on a Gemara later in Yevamos, on Daf Chesam and Aleph, where the Gemara says, whenever you have a hekish, and there's a question, how to darshan the hekish? The Gemara is talking about a hekish. The Chesam and Aleph, almost right in the middle of the Yomid. Right, a little before, a line or two before the middle of Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara has a famous line. Whenever you have a hekish, l'kula l'chumer, l'chumer makshina. Whenever it's a toss-up which direction to go, so you should go l'chumer. So if here the Gemara is prepared to go l'kula, the Gemara says, Kohanim are permitted to wear shatnas. I would have thought they're exempt from tzitzit. So you should certainly say it l'hachmer. You should certainly say that women who are forbidden to wear shatnas should be mechuyev to wear tzitzit. So that's Tosfos Kashya. Women are patur from tzitzit. The Gemara says it's the shayla whether women are chayim tzitzit. The Gemara says in Menachos and Perakat Ches depends whether you hold from the drasha of a reason mosa pat l'ksus laila. Ksus laila is patur, then tzitzit is as mangrama. Is mangrama nashma patur. And if you don't hold from that Tana Reb Shimon's drasha, you hold that ksus laila is chayim tzitzit. So then tzitzit is not as mangrama. The women will be mechuyev in tzitzit. So Tosfos Kashya, even if it is as mangrama, one should darshan the hekish that they should be connected. That's Tosfos Kashya. You have such a drasha. Do you ever have such a drasha? Do we have such a drasha by kol sheyeshnam b'shama yeshnam b'zochar? Shama v'zochar are in two different chumashim. One is in Parshas Yisro and Chumash Shmos, and one is in Parshas Vayeschan and Chumash Dvarim. But since they were both proclaimed simultaneously, Shama v'zochar b'dibur echad nemru. So, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said them both simultaneously, they have the status like a Hekish. It's stronger than a Hekish. Hekish is if you have two dinim, one in the beginning of the Pasuk, one in the end of the Pasuk. Here you have two dinim that are mamish recited simultaneously by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it certainly has the status of a Hekish. So what does the Gemara say? Therefore, since it's a Hekish, so the Gemara says, L'chumra. Since women are obligated to observe Shomer, because Shomer is a loisesei, and a loisesei, despite the fact that it's mangrama, women are mechuyev. So the essay of Zohar, which is the mitzvah essay of Kiddush, should have been treated as a mitzvah essay as mangrama. So I should have said the women are potter from reciting Kiddush. So we say not so, because sheeshnim b'shomer, sheeshnim b'zohar. The same thing the Gemara says, yeah, but one pasuk, the mitzvah of eating matzah, and the prohibition against eating chametz. That's in Pesachim Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Kol sheyeshno bebal techo chametz, yeshno bikul mechol matzah. So since women are prohibited from eating chametz, because that's a loisesei, even though it's a loisesei shas magrama, so mimele, women are mechuyev matzah, despite the fact that matzah is as magrama. So just like you have by Shomer v'zochar, just like you have by matzah and chametz, you should say the same over here. You have smuchim, one pasuk next to the other, and you treat smuchim like a hekesh, because it's either muchach hamufna, whatever, it's a mishnah tori darshan smuchim. And the Gemara wanted to say it lahokel, that kohanim who are permitted to wear shatnas should not be mechuyev to wear tzitzis. So you should certainly say it lahachmer, because whenever you have a hekesh, and it's a toss up whether to say lahokel or lahachmer, should you say that since women are potter from tzitzis, therefore they're allowed to wear shatnas? Or should you say, since women are not allowed to wear shatnas, therefore the mechuyev in tzitzis? So which way should you say? So Tosfos is alluding to the Gemara Chesam and Aleph. Whenever you can say the hekesh lahachmer lahokel, so it's better to say it lahachmer. You should say it lahachmer. So that's Tosfos Kashya. One should say that women should be mechuyev in tzitzis. So Tosfos works out a whole complicated answer. It's not so smooth. The Tosfos Yishanim has a suggestion over here that the other two, Zohar v'Shomer, are talking about the same Zman of Shabbos. on Shabbos you have a mitzvah, lois esei of shomer, shomer Shabbos means he doesn't do malach on Shabbos. You have a lois esei on Shabbos, you have an esei of kiddush. They're both the same zman of Shabbos. And lotechel chametz and the mitzvah teat matzah is on yontav, the yontav of Pesach. So either the yontav is relevant for the women or the yontav is not relevant for the women. So then we say that it's one package deal. Since the women have the mitzvah of lois esei of chometz on Pesach, and the women have the lois esei not to do malach on Shabbos, so they have the whole package. The whole kedusha tzayim is relevant for the women, so they have the mitzvah esei of eating matzah, and they have the mitzvah esei of reciting kiddush also. But over here, it's not one zman; it's just one pasuk next to the other, so it's not mistabit to say like that. I the gemara is havamina in erchin. The gemara had a havamina even to say lahokil. Since the Kohanim are permitted to wear shatnas, they should be not they should not be obligated to wear tzitzis. So it's only a fleeting havamina, and it's not correct. It's not a serious havamina. The only time you would have such a din called yeshna mezeh, if they share the same zman in common. So you say the kedusha sayayim pesach is relevant for the women with respect to the lois essay, so it's relevant with respect to the essay also. It's one kedusha sayayim that's mechayiv in the essay and the lois essay. That's how the Tosfos Yeshanim seems to be answering. The bechad zimnis name b'kul have his man groma. Only if it's in one zman, yes. That happens to be that's a major machlekes harishanim. When you say zocha v'shama b'dibrecha nemru, and therefore the women are mechayiv in kiddush. That's the gemara brachas daf chaf and beis. Lash mechayiv is b'kiddush hayom dvar toira, because kol sheyesh neshama yesh nem bezocher. So that's a big machlekes harishanim. What does that mean? So the Ran on the Rif in Masechah Shabbos in Perik called Kisvei Hakodesh. So the Gemara says, the Gemara develops the idea there's a mitzvah to have shalashudas, zecha l'mon, and there's a mitzvah to have lecha mishnah zecha l'mon, that a double portion of mon fell down on Erev Shabbos and on Erev Yontif. So the Ran has a discussion whether women are mechuyev in shalashudas, whether women are mechuyev in lecha mishnah. So the Ran first quotes the Rabbin at time women are mechuyev, because since it's zecha l'nes of the mon, and the nes of the mon was relevant both to the men and to the women, so we say afin hay bias hanes, just like women are mechuyev in mikra megillah afin hay bias hanes, and women are mechuyev in hadlokas neres chanukah and afin hay bias hanes, women are mechuyev in arba kaisis and in haseba, because it's also zechel hanes of yitzias mitzrayim. So here also the two mitzvahs of lecha mishnah and of Sudah Shlishis, Gimel Sudah, is Zechel and Nes of the Mon, and Afen Habiyos and Nes, the women are Mechuyev to each other, Shudas and Lecha Mishnah, because it's Zechel and Nes. So the Ran is Masik on the Rabbi Natam, and he says, why did he have to go so far to come up with a newfangled explanation? He should have said simply, Zocher Vishamah, Kol Sheeshtem Vishamah, Yeshtem Vizocher. So the Ran obviously thinks that Zocher Vishamah goes on, it's one package deal. The Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos and Mechayiv, a whole bunch of mitzvahs. So whoever is, if women are, have to observe the Kedusha Sayyam, if women have to observe the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos, I'm going to get to the Loises, I'm going to get to all Esen also, so I'm going to get to Kiddush, I'm going to get to Shalashud, I'm going to get to Lach Mishnah, the mitzvahs ben Atar, mitzvahs ben Rabbanan. It's one big package deal. It could be the Rabbi Natam doesn't agree, obviously does not agree with the Ran. Could be the reason why the Rabbi Natam didn't say kol sheyeshtem b'shama yeshtem b'zocha, could be that Rabbi Natam holds that the hekesh is only a connection between kiddush in malacha. Could be that it doesn't mean it's one big package deal, the kedushas hayom either is relevant or not. One could argue the point and say it's only a connection between kiddush and shvisim in malacha. Why? So the Rambam writes such a lashon. When the Rambam quotes the Takana de Rabbanan of Muktzeh, not allowed to handle Muktzeh, so the Rambam comes to explain why did they institute the prohibition of Muktzeh. So he starts giving a whole story. So the Rambam says, I don't know what the man is talking about. In my Gemara it says that Muktzeh is a shvus of Hoytzor. You're not allowed to carry out of the house on Shabbos. So they really didn't want us to handle anything on Shabbos. Because if you're going to handle it in the house, you may forget and carry it into the street. But that would make life impossible. So how are you going to eat your food on Shabbos? You have to be able to handle a fork and a knife and the food. He can't learn from a sefer. He has to be able to handle a sefer. The things that are necessary, they wanted to make life a little difficult, but they didn't want to make life impossible. So they never asked handling a fork and a knife and a cup and food and a drink and a sefer. These are things that you use all the time. Whatever is a piece of junk, you don't use it anyway on Shabbos. So then they said, don't handle it at all. Gzeira shema yotzi, may carry it into the street. So that's what the rabbi says. I don't know what he's belly aching about. But in my Gemara it says that tilta mukta is a shvus of haitzor. That's talk what it says. The Gemara in Beis and the Gemara in Shabbos like that. And the Rambam, we don't know why. The Rambam gives a whole additional explanation. So the Rambam writes a few reasons. So then the Rambam writes one of the reasons is like this. You have retired people in old age homes who don't lift a finger all week long. The food is cooked for them. They go downstairs. They don't even push the elevator button. Someone pushes them in a wheelchair, and the attendant pushes the elevator button. So they don't push the button. And they don't wash the dishes, and they don't cook the food, and they don't have to sign any checks. Their children signed all the checks already. They don't turn on the lights. They don't turn off the lights. They don't do any malacha. They don't wash their clothing. They don't wash their sheets. Everything is malachta nasa dechem. All week long, they don't do anything. They retire, they don't do any malacha. So the Rambam says, so how is it going to be noticeable that on Shabbos they're abstaining from malacha because today's Shabbos, they don't do on Shabbos, the same way they don't do all week long. So the Rambam says, you don't have a shvisa hanikeres. It's not noticeable, it's not recognizable, it's not niker on Shabbos that they're abstaining from malacha because it's a kedushas hayom. All week long, they don't do malacha. So in order to make the shvisa of Malach into a shvisa hanikeres, that's why the Chachamim introduced the Yisra of Muktzah. They shouldn't even handle Muktzah. So there should be a shvisa hanikeres. So it could be, that's the Rambam writes like that. He says, based on the Pasuk in Chumash, it's mashma that we want that it should be noticeable that we're abstaining from Malach. Not just that we don't do Malach, we didn't violate the Yisra. You don't eat chaza, you don't have to abstain from eating chaza in a demonstrative fashion. But on Shabbos, you don't shave with a razor. You don't have to, every time you shave an electric shaver, you have to do it in public and say, you see, I'm not using a razor. Every time you don't cheat in business, you have to make an announcement. I'm not stealing, I'm not cheating in business. You have to make an announcement. But Shvisim and Malach on Shabbos is a kiyum. It's not just you're not violating Aloy Sese. The Rambam says, one who abstains from Malach, hareze kiyum mitzvah saseh. So a kiyum a mitzvah by shebi al taseh. So you want that it should be a shvisa hanikeres. That's what the Rambam says. So it could be that this is what the Rabbi Natam holds, that the connection between Zohar v'shamar, kol sheyesh na m'shamar, yesh na m'zohar, could be that the Ran holds Zohar v'shamar means that Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos is one package deal, either yechayv and all, yechayv and nothing. So since the women certainly are obligated to abstain from halacha, so the chayv and all the mitzvahs hayom. Kiddush, and Inshallah Shudis, and Lecha Mishnah, the Raisa, the Rabbanon, any mitzvah that happens to be, that flows from the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. Could be the Rabbeinu Tam holds that Zohar v'Shamar is only a local, a small hekesh, only a connection between Kiddush and Nisa Malacha, that the Shvisa Malacha should be considered a Shvisa Anikeres. You have to recite Kiddush, you have to say today is a holy day, and that's why we're going to abstain from Malacha, to make a declaration that there should become a Shvisa Anikeres, otherwise it's not going to be a Kiyum Esei. He didn't violate the Yisra Malach, but a Hareza Kiyum Mitzvah Saseh, you're not going to have. This is Mefurish HaMachlek Zerushen. The Gemara Brochas on Daf Chav Zayin on the day says, the Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. If you want to, you can dab Ma'ariv early, before the Shkia on Erev Shabbos. So then the Gemara has a Shaila, can you recite Kiddush? Mibod Yom. So the Gemara says, Toshma, yes, you can recite Kiddush also. If you can recite Kiddush, then Tosfos points out in Pesachim, Adav Sarek Tesam and Beis, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. So at least you have to start the meal. So does that mean that you can bench before the Shkia? You can eat up the whole meal, the challah with the soup, with the gefilte fish, with the flesh, with everything. You can finish the whole meal before the Shkia on Friday evening. And you'll be yotze during this man of Tosefes Shabbos. So Tosefes and Pesachim has two opinions on the first Mishnah and the last Perek. And Arvei Pesachim, last Perek and Pesachim. So Tosefes has the first opinion, yeah. If you can say Kiddush during this man of Tosefes, the Gemara learns that in Sukkah, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, in Rosh Hashanah, Daftes, the Gemara learns that there is an institution of Tosefes Shabbos. That with respect to what is there a din of Tosefes Shabbos? So the original psukim are with respect to isa malacha. What about with shar mitzvah sayayim? So the Gemara says he can say kiddush during this man of Tosefes. So he can be yotze kiddush. Then Tosefes says he can be yotze the suda also. He can be yotze all the mitzvahs. So Tosefes Shabbos, even though the original makor and the chumash only indicates that Tosefes Shabbos is relevant for isa malacha, so Tosefes comes to the conclusion: no, it applies to all the mitzvahs sayayim. He can fulfill a mitzvah of kiddush. He can fulfill a mitzvah of suda Shabbos. There is even one opinion there in the Tosefes Rabbi Yehuda Chosid on Brachos Daf Chav Zayin on the base, you can eat Korban Pesach during this man of Tosefes. If you mekabel Yontif early, you can finish the whole Seder Mebo Yom before the Shkiv. That our Tosefes doesn't agree. The Tosefes himself and Tzadik Tes on the base doesn't agree. Tosefes says no, that's a pasuk. It says Vachlos Habasa Balayla Hazeh Balayla Velo Bayom. So the other Balayla Tosefes hold Balayla Velo Bayom means you can't be yotze the mitzvah of Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Once you mekabel kedushas hayayim, so it is balayla. Balayla means tchilas kedushas hayayim. You can't be yotze mitzvahs Korban Pesach before Pesach. You can't be yotze mitzvahs Korban Pesach in the morning of Pesach. It has to be the beginning of kedushas hayayim. So if you mekabel Tosefes Yontif, so the other balayla Tosefes hold that is tchilas kedushas hayayim. So in Shulchan Aruch they haven't quoted that opinion. Shulchan Aruch they quote the Tosefes in the end of Pesachim on Tzadik Tes and Bei, that says, "Vayochal Odom Ad Shetechshach." You shouldn't begin the meal on Pesach night till it gets dark, because the pasuk says, "Vachlos Abasa Balayla Azeh." You can only be yotze Balayla. So even if you moist the Mechol Al Hakodesh, you can't be yotze Korban Pesach that zman. And it says, "Be'erev Tochla Matzah." So Matzah also has to be only Balayla. Can't be yotze Bayom. Okay, that's what Tosef says. But Tosef has the one opinion that the Suda Shabbos is just like it can be Yotze Kiddush during this Man of Tosefes, it can be Yotze the Suda, and the Shabbos Mitzvahs, it can be Yotze during this Man of Tosefes. Korban Pesach is an exception to the rule. Akzeres HaKosef Davke V'Achlos HaBasa B'Layla Azeh. The other opinion in Tosefes is no. Tosefes quotes the Machlokes Rabbeinu Yechiel and Rabbeinu Yehuda on Tzadik Tes and Beis Himself. The other opinion in Tosefes is that true, you can be Yotze Kiddush during this Man of Tosefes, and then Kiddush Elam Makom Sudas, you have to begin the Suda, but if you're going to bench, complete the Suda before the Shkia on Friday afternoon, you won't be Yotze the Suda. The Suda can only be Yotze on Shabbos. That the Chiddush Din, the Gzeres HaKosev, that there's an institution of Tosefes Shabbos, is only the original Pasuk is with respect to Yisra Melocha, and with respect to Kiddush, that's all. Zachav HaShamber B'di Brechanem means that there's a connection between Kiddush and Issa Malacha. The Kiddush accomplishes, perhaps like the Rambam wrote, to make the abstaining from Malacha into a Shvisa Hanikaris. But you can't be Yotze any other mitzvah Sayyid. No other mitzvah. Not only Matzah and Korban Pesach, not. Suda Shabbos also not. Let's say Yeshiva B'Sukkah, also not. The Ramah says that on Erev Sukkot, if you daven early, you shouldn't say Kiddush early, because when you say Kiddush on Sukkot, you say the Bracha Shekhar Shem Salvation B'Sukkah. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basuke during this man of Tosefes. The Ramah seems to be alluding to such an opinion that none of the mitzvahs apply during this man of Tosefes. The only mitzvah that applies during this man of Tosefes is Kiddush, because Kiddush is closely connected. That's Zachar V'Shamer. That's Rabbeinu Tam holds. Zachar V'Shamer just means Kiddush is connected with Issa Melocha, makes it into Shvisa Nekeres. It's not like the Ran took it, that it's one package deal. All the mitzvahs hayayim that flow from the kedushas hayayim are one big package deal. No, it's not so. The Rambam has a totally different opinion. The Rambam writes, Rab Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, we allow you to daven Ma'ariv before the Shkia. The Ram says, why? It's a machlokes hatanayim, where they can daven Ma'ariv after plag mincha. And all week long, we usually assume, like the Chachamim, that you can daven mincha till the Shkia, then you can't begin to daven Ma'ariv till after the Shkia. So how come on Friday evening we allow you to daven Ma'ariv after plag mincha? The Ram says, because Tfilas Arvis Vishus, so we make up. All right, Tfilas Arvis Vishus, but then the Gemara says he can say Kiddush. So how do you say Kiddush? So the Rambam says, the Rambam writes, there's no Tosefes Shabbos. No, there's no. The Rambam only quotes Tosefes by Yom Kippur. The Rambam never quotes the din of Tosefos by Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Rambam only quotes by Yom Kippur. So there's a Sefer Stei Chemed. It's an encyclopedia that was written almost 100 years ago in Eretz Yisrael. The author of the encyclopedia was a Sfardi who was born in Eretz Yisrael. And then he took a Rabbonis in Russia. And he didn't know whether he was coming or going. Didn't know the Minhagim. Didn't know what was going on there. He knew what it said in Shulchan Aruch. He knew the Minhagim. He was born in Hebron. He knew the Minhagim in Hebron in Eretz Yisrael. So he had to correspond with all the Rabbonim. So he used to correspond with the Netziv and with Rav Shlomo LaVilna from Vilna. Netziv was in Valozhin, and he corresponded with Rabbonim from Galicia, from Hungary, from all over. So he started writing this encyclopedia about the Chilufim in Hagim. And then once he wrote, the Sfardim liked to write. So he wrote a whole encyclopedia. Everything is approximately alphabetically arranged. Not 100%. Within each letter, it's not alphabetically arranged. The letters are separate. So he has a long arichas on the Rambam's opinion on Tosefos Shabbos. So he quotes, some achrayim write that the Rambam holds that you're not obligated to be Moseh Mechol Al HaKodesh on Shabbos Yom Tov. The only obligation is Yom Kippur. But if you are Moseh Mechol Al HaKodesh, it's Chal Min HaTorah. Others say it's not true, that the Rambam never said that. So they think that the Rambam only holds that it's Chal Min HaRabbanan. Others think the Rambam never said that either. So they think the Rambam holds that there's no obligation Min HaTorah nor Min HaRabbanan to be Moseh Mechol Al HaKodesh on Shabbos Yom Tov other than Yom Kippur. And not only no obligation, it's not Chal, not Min HaTorah, not Min HaRabbanan, zero. It's only Yom Kippur. Tosefos Lefaneh Le'achrei Shabbos, not no obligation, not Chal, nothing. How come you say Kiddush? The Gemara says you can say Kiddush during this Zman of Tosefos. So the Rambam says it never said that in the Gemara. The Gemara said you can recite Kiddush. So the Rambam says not because there's Tosefos. Kiddush, there is no halacha that requires. Kiddush has to be recited on Shabbos. What do you think? Havdalah has to be recited after Shabbos is over? No, the Gemara says if you have a big Shas HaTrak, you can say Havdalah late in the afternoon, on Shabbos afternoon, before Shabbos leaves. When you recite Havdalah, it's still going to be Shabbos. So the Gemara says you can recite Havdalah late in the afternoon, on Shabbos afternoon. You recite Havdalah, Somach Litzias HaShabbos. About the time that Shabbos is leaving, normally we recite Havdalah just after Shabbos left. And if you have a Shas HaTrak, you can recite Havdalah, Shabbos is about to leave. I know I'm not going to have any wine later on. Now I have wine. So I can say Havdalah, B'Shas HaTrak, late in the afternoon. So the Rambam says Kiddush also. The obligation to recite Kiddush is Somach L'Knisas HaShabbos, Olofaneho, Olachreho. We usually recite Kiddush after Shabbos enters, right after Shabbos enters. We daven a shul, then we come home, we say Kiddush. So the Rambam says he can recite Kiddush as Shabbos is about to enter. Just like he can recite Havdalah on Shabbos, as Shabbos is about to leave, you can recite Kiddush B'chol as Shabbos is about to enter. Kiddush and Havdalah, the obligation is to recite the Kiddush Samach leknisas haShabbos olafaneho oleachreo, and Havdalah is to recite Havdalah Samach leitzias haShabbos olafaneho oleachreo. But the Rambam seems to deny; he doesn't hold bichlal from the whole din of Tosefos Shabbos. No chiyuv, and it's not chal, it's nothing but nothing. The fact that he said the kiddush is because there is no such halacha that requires that the kiddush should be recited on Shabbos. The Baal HaTos is holding out, so the Baal HaTos holds Shabbos, Kiddush has to be recited on Shabbos. And the fact that Yerza Kiddush is an indication that there is Tosefos Shabbos. And then that led Taisus to have the two opinions. Is it only Kiddush is connected with Issa Malocha and that's all? And Tosefos is only for these two mitzvahs of Kiddush and Issa Malocha? They say no. Tosefos applies even for the Shalosh Udas and even for the Lecha Mishnah.
Why wouldn't the Rambam hold that we could do the one Malocha after Kiddush?
Probably can do Malach.
Can?
Probably can, yeah.
Isn't that a Gemara?
I don't... If it is a Gemara, the Rambam doesn't paskin like it. Because the Rambam... There are Gemaras that there's a din of Tosefos on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Rambam rejects those Gemaras. The Rambam holds only Tosefos Yom Kippur. The Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. So the Gemara says Tosefos is not only on Shemitah, Tosefos is not only on Yom Kippur. It's on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. So the Rambam left out that Gemara. The Rambam only quotes Tosefos on Yom Kippur. Quotes Tosefos on Shviyas also.
If Tosefos is only the Rabbanan, how are you able to say the Mitzvot Kiddush?
The Rambam holds it's not even midrabbanan, and he still holds that you yotze kiddush because you have to recite kiddush. Samach leknisas haShabbos lefanei lachra. The Balei HaTosfos seem to hold like the simple reading of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes that Tosefes Shabbos is deraisa, so they're able to say the Pashup Shad, the obligation to recite kiddush is on Shabbos. Aye, it's not yet Shabbos, only Tosefes. So they hold that Tosefes is chal min haTorah for Malacha and for kiddush, either because Malacha and kiddush are interconnected, or because Tosefes is chal for all mitzvahs ayot. That Ramah, the Ramah says you shouldn't say kiddush before Tzeis HaKechavim on Leil Sukkos, because in kiddush you recite the bracha Leil Shabbos Sukkah, and there's a mitzvah v'shiva b'sukkah during this month of Tosefes. That's he's choshish with this opinion of Tosefes, that Tosefes is only chal. The Rambam shita that they don't quote, they hold that Tosefes is only chal when it gets to kiddush and when it gets to malacha, and it's not chal when it gets to Shabbos v'sayim. So the Rambam is choshish for that opinion. Fine, the famous Tosfos, Tosfos appears in a few Masechtos. Why shouldn't women be mechuyev in tzitzis? Why do you say that women are potter from tzitzis? Because it's a mitzvah, says the Shazman Grama. Why don't you say, kol sheyeshna mebaltil bashati, yeshna bekum asei tzitzis, just like you say by matzah and chometz, just like you say by kiddush and malacha. You say over here also, since the women are obligated to observe the yisr shatnes, they should be obligated to put on tzitzis. So the Tosfos Yishonim answers that's different, because the matzah in the chametz is one kedusha sayayim, that's mechayiv in both. And the kiddush in the Yisra Malacha is one kedusha sayayim, or more closely connected, the kiddush is to accomplish that the shvisa malacha should be a shvisa anikeres. But over here they're unrelated. Aye, but the Gemara had to have a mina erchen daf gimel to say lahokel, that since kohanim are permitted to violate shatnes, so they're not mechayiv in tzitzis, so the maskana is not correct. The Gemara rejected it for a different reason. The Heed, the Bid Navoy, the Mishteri, Shalad Bid Navoy, the Loi Mishteri. But the Tosfos Yishonim is saying that it's really wrong. The whole Havamin is incorrect. You don't even need the Gemara's answer. There never would be such Havamin. It's not really correct. And that's a discussion in Tosfos and the other Masechtos. They say, the Gemara seems to say in Kiddushin that, but they quote Daflam and Hem and Aleph, women are potter from Talmud Torah, says Lamartimas Bizmrechem Velo Ben Asechem. Then Talmud Torah is written right next to Tefillin, so women are potter from Tefillin, period. That's what it sounds like in Chol HaDeis. And now the Gemara says, well, if Tefillin is a mitzvah, says it, Shazman Grama, that's how we paskin, because Shabbos Yontav is Lavzman Tefillin. According to the Ramam, it's even because Laila is Lavzman Tefillin in our Torah, but leaving out the Laila, Shabbos Yontav is Lavzman Tefillin. So from Tefillin, we establish the Kol HaTorah Kula. Man tiyater Hashem eficha, hukash tefillin l'kol haTorah kula, not the Talmud Torah. Man tiyater Hashem eficha, hukash to all the other Ramach mitzvahs esay. Just like tefillin is a zman grama, women are potter. So all other mitzvahs esay shas zman grama noshim are potter. So the Gemara says Tenach, this is a good yalfus if you hold tefillin is a zman grama. According to the other Tanaim, hold that tefillin is love zman grama. That Laila is man tefillin min haTorah tzolim with the Rabbanim. We don't allow you to wear tefillin. And Shabbos and Yom Tov is also Zman Tefillin. After the Tanaim, you still like Tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So if you hold that Tefillin is not a Zman Grama, so how do you know that there's a din of Mitzvah Seses and Grama and Noshim Pturis? The Gemara has to work out a different Yalfusa. But it sounds, the simple reading in the Gemara sounds like women are potter from Tefillin the holidays. Even if Tefillin is not a Mitzvah Seses and Zman Grama. Because mitzvah tefillin is in Kriyat Shema right next to the pasuk of Talmud Torah. So that sounds like that's muskam l'cholades. That's a steer in Tosfos, an erevin in Kiddushin, the 2 days in Tosfos. One opinion of Tosfos says that if just like a women mechuyev in tzitzis or not, so the Gemara says it depends. If you offer the drosha prat, the reason most of prat l'ksus laila, then tzitzis is zman grama that women are potter. If you don't hold from the drasha of Ismos, the Prat Luxus, Laila, Machlegs, Abshimin, and the other Tanai, if you hold that Laila, you are Mechuyiv and Tzitzis. So women are Mechuyiv and Tzitzis? That's the Gemara. What about Tefillin? So one Tosfos writes, if you hold that Laila is Man Tefillin, and Atar Shabbos Yantav is Man Tefillin, the women are Mechuyiv and Tefillin, because the Mitzvah says, Shalaya is Man Grama. The other day, Tosfos says, no. The Gemara says, "Women are part of the Talmud Torah." Malta Malas says, "Benech v'lo b'naseichem," and Talmud Torah is written in Kriyashma, right next to the pasuk of Tefillin. So women are part of Tefillin, even if you hold that Tefillin is not as mangroma. The only difference is if Tefillin is not as mangroma, so that pasuk in Mantia Teres Hashem Efich cannot serve as the mocker for the general klal that kol mitzvah says such as mangroma and doshim turis. You have to fish around to find a different mocker. Okay? But Tefillin, the women are potter from anyway, because they're potter from Talmud Torah, despite the fact that it's not as magroma. They should be potter from Tefillin, because they're hukshu, they're one next to the other. It's treated as a smuch. So that's 2 days in Tais. That's two opinions in Tais. One opinion in Tais is no, that the women were only exempted from Tefillin because it's right next to Talmud Torah. If you hold that Tefillin is as magroma, you're going to go weiter with the next drosh. But if you're not going to go with the next drosh, that hukish tefillin lakala tarkula, so then the women would be mechuyev in tefillin. These are 2 days and Tais of two different mitzvahs. In Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Birchas HaTorah, the Mechaber quotes from the Ogur. Ogur is after the Tur. The Ogur is a late Rishon, early Achron. So the Tur was already the late Rishon. Tur is the son of the Rosh. So the Ogur writes that women should recite Birchas HaTorah in the morning because the women are mechuyev to learn their dinim. Women are mechuyev to learn their dinim. So what does that mean? So the Beis HaLevi has a famous explanation in his Tshuvas. He says that the obligation to learn Torah is on two different levels. He says the women have to know how to observe Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras and Mishpacha. Women in business have to know that they're not allowed to cheat in business. They have to pay taxes and so on. And so forth, they have to know all the dinim that are relevant for them. They don't have to know Hilchas Tzitzis. They're not mechuyev to wear tzitzis. They don't have to know Hilchas Tefillin. The husbands will see to it that the children have kosher tefillin. But the women are mechuyev to learn those laws that they're only mechuyev to learn Arba Chalko Shulchan Aruch. They're not mechuyev to learn Yevamos. They're only mechuyev to learn Shulchan Aruch, what's Halacha Lamais. The women are mechuyev to learn Torah as a Hechsha mitzvah to be able to observe all the mitzvahs of Torah. The men are not only mechuyev to learn Torah as a heksha mitzvah to enable them to observe all the other 612 mitzvahs. The women are mechuyev to learn Torah as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, even not as a heksha mitzvah. We live in chutz laretz and we don't have the mitzvahs atuyas baretz here. We still have a chiyev to learn all about the zroim, and we live at a time that everybody's tummy anyway. We have an obligation to learn taharas, even though it's not the ger halach lemais. So the men have both. The men have an obligation to learn Torah, b'taras ulamarta mosam mishmartam lasosam, as the heksha mitzvah to lead up to observing all the laws. If you're not going to learn Hilchas Shabbos, for sure you'll violate. You're not going to learn the laws of taras hamishpacha, for sure the people will violate the laws. So the men and the women are mechuyev to learn as the heksha mitzvah. But then the men have an additional mitzvah, a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, count as one of the tarag mitzvahs, to learn Torah. As a heksha mitzvah, you wouldn't count it as a separate mitzvah to learn Torah. It's only a hachana. You don't say there's a mitzvah to go buy lulav and a nesrik to be able to have shalachem on the first day. You have to shake a lulav and a nesrik. It's a heksha mitzvah to buy the lulav and the nesrik. But to learn Torah exists as an independent mitzvah, even to learn, even to keep on learning, even if a person is a genius and he knows all the dinim and he remembers all the dinim, still is a mitzvah to learn. Always to chaza, even though the person is not afraid he's going to forget. And even if he forgets, what's he going to forget? So he's going to forget some fine points over here and there. But the daily mitzvahs that he does all the time, he knows how to do the mitzvahs. It's not the lamadu tamosu mishmartam lasasma. So the men have a chiyuv to learn b'hasmad the maruba, and the men have a chiyuv to learn even those dinim that are not relevant halacha lamais. More important is that the men should learn first the dinim that are under ge halacha lamais. There are many men, they'll only learn taras and zroim and everything but what's up. So they don't know how to keep Shabbos and kashrus and taras hamishpacha. That's ridiculous. The men share the same chiyuv as the women. They mechuyev to learn Torah, the Torah's heksha mitzvah, to enable them to fulfill all the other, to observe all the mitzvahs of Torah. Noisef al kach, not only do the men have this chiyuv, they share in common with the women, they have to observe the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. That's what the Beis HaLevi tain is, that if it's only a heksha mitzvah, you shouldn't say a bracha. So that's what he tain is against the Ogur. You cannot say that women are mechuyev to say a bracha because they're mechuyev to learn the dinim that they have to know. that doesn't, then it's only Hakshe Mitzvah, you shouldn't say a bracha. So the Vilna Gaon writes, the Ogur is going really in the tradition of the Balei HaTosfos, that a woman who shakes a lulav, a woman who listens to Tkiyah Shofar says a bracha, and a mitzvah says a shazman grama. The Rambam and the Chachmei Svard hold not so, that women don't say a bracha and a mitzvah that they're potter from. So he tainis, this Ogur is really Lishitosa, he holds like the Balei HaTosfos. But the Mechaber is a Pelva. The Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, and they arrive at that women do not say a bracha on his man grama mitzvah. So why do they quote the Ogur? Why did the Mechaber quote the Ogur? Alach alamaisa, it's the wrong shita. The Ogur is holding like the Balei HaTosfos, so it's a steer in the Mechaber. That the Vilna Gaon stein.
According to the way the Gra learned the Ogur, if a woman wasn't
going to
actually learn anything that day, she should make a
bracha? She's not going to learn, let her not say brichas haTorah. Yeah, that's right.
Rami, if it's just an efshar mitzvah, and according to the sheet of the Balei HaTosfos, she should also be mechuyavis on making a bracha. Could you say that your Tosha, for example, that needs to learn all his dinim or his shav mitzvah ben inora, should he also make a bracha for efshar mitzvah?
He can't say Kiddushanu b'mitzvahis if it's Sivana. The Ger Toshev doesn't have a Kiddushas. So the non-Jew has to learn the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Noach also. But he can't say Kiddushanu b'mitzvahis if it's Sivana. Maybe he should say something else. He should make up his own brach. Ken Melech Olam said he gave us the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Noach. The Goyim can make up whatever brachas they want. We are restricted. We can't invent our own brach. No, you can only say a brach if you have a Kiddushas Yisrael. If a Nochri will volunteer, let's say, to observe a mitzvah that he's not chayav in, he can't say bracha kiddushanu b'mitzvos. So a woman can say, but a Nochri cannot say. So that's an important taisus. Taisus d'chsiv lo sil b'shatneis. That's an important taisus. Okay. Fine. So we have established, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we have established that mitzvah says is dechaloy says say, based on the smichas apsukim in Chumash Dvarim, we darshan smuchim, it says lasil b'shatnes, next to gedilim tasa l'chof. Fine, so the Gemara asks on the top line on Hei Amid Aleph. This is all fine at the end. This is all fine if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, Tanach l'tanah Rabbi Shmuel. But if you don't hold like Tanach de Rabbi Shmuel, and you don't say that the called stam begodim is tzemer or pishtim, begodim refer to all begodim in the world. So the Gemara says, so how do you know that Esed Dechaloy says, how do you begin to say that Esed Dechaloy says? The Gemara is going to quote the new drosh. Yeah. So here, before we proceed with the Gemara, the bottom Tosfos on Daled Amud Beis is also a very famous Tosfos. They quote the Rabbi Natam's opinion that Klayim in Tzitzis is Hutra. It's not only the Chuya. If you don't have tzitzis bishlei musa, you don't have tchelis and lavan, then he says that's a gemara menoches, and daf mem, that climate tzitzis is only dechuyah. It says it dechaloy says it. Whenever it's efshel lekaim shneim, then it's not going to be deche. But if it's tzitzis bishlei musa, the chepts of tzitzis is bishlei musa, tchelis with lavan, then the Rabbi Natam is of the opinion that the climate and the tzitzis is hutra. So the example that he gives is a little funny. He gives the beginning of the Tosfos Nira and the bottom of Dalam and Beis Nira. The Afilu Shnei Chutim Lovan Shel Tzemer Shari BePishton. Avgav Deefshe BeMinoi Migud Derchelus Patro Lovan Ami Part. Tosfos talk about a case. You have a beged shel Pishton, a linen garment. So for the, let's say the Balei HaTosfos hold is two and two. Two strings are going to be tchelis, two strings are going to be lovan. So the two strings that are going to be tchelis are going to be tzemer, because it has to be a special color, it has to be a special material. The Gemara says it has to be wool. So when you put in the two strings of tchelis and the beged shel pishtan, you tie kesher elyon. The Gemara says that kesher elyon is the raisa. Tosfos quotes it. If you wouldn't have to, if the din would be kesher elyon, if you wouldn't have to tie any knots at all, then there's no shatnas. Just have the strings coming through, and you don't tie a knot, so there's no shatnas. There's only shatnas because we're assuming at least kesher elyon is there. We make more than one kesher. We make five kshorim. You have four units. 7, 8, 11, 13, you make a double knot at the beginning and in between each one, so you make five knots. But the rest is not likuva, but the keshiv elyon is makiv. One knot for sure is makiv. So that's what makes the shatan. So again, so Tosfos says, the bottom Tosfos says, when you put in the two strings of tchelis and the beged shel pishton, you have no choice. The tchelis has to be tzemer, and the beged is a beged shel pishton, so right away it's already shatnas. So Tosfos says, now, what about the other two strings of lovan? Do they have to be pishton, or can they also be tzemer? So, if you already have two strings of tchelis in the beged shel pishton, the whole beged is already shatnas. So does it make it any worse if you're going to add another two strings of lovan? They're going to be tzemer. It's a double violation of shatnas. No. It's not a double violation of shatnas. The beged is already shatnas. It says in Yerideya, they quote from the Talmud Yerushalmi, Hilchas Kalayim is in the third chelik Yerideya. So many Rabbanim never get that far. They just learn Chelek Aleph Yerideh. Traditionally in the yeshivas, they give smicha if you learn Chelek Aleph Yerideh. But this din is quoted by the Shach and Chelek Aleph Yerideh. So the Shach draws the following distinction. I have a big steak, fleshik steak, and I dipped one tip of the fleshik steak into burning hot cooking milk. So that's basa b'cholav derais. So that part of the steak is also b'achila. Does it make the rest of the steak also b'achila? No. Unless for some reason or another you have to assume that the flavor of the milk is going to travel. But if the flavor of the milk is not going to travel, it's only going to, the part that you dipped into the burning hot milk is basa b'chola, and the rest, cut it off, and the rest is not basa b'chola. So the Shach says this is in contrast to shatnas. Let's say a kala has a long gown and has a long train. And the gown, let's say, is made from linen, and at the end of the train there's one stitch of wool. So that makes the whole beged into shatnas. She's not wearing the end of the train. The part of the gown that she's wearing doesn't have shatnas, but it's all one garment. So the whole thing is an isa shatnas. That's deraisa. It's not like basa b'cholav. The part of the steak that's basa b'cholav is asa. The part of the steak that doesn't have a bli of cholav is mutter. You cut it off and it's mutter. Over here, if you cut it off, it'll be mutter. Okay. If you cut off the train from the rest of the gown, the rest of the gown no longer has shatnas. But kozman, that the end of the train of the gown is still attached, and there's shatnas and that. So the whole garment is called beged shel shatnas. So it's funny what Tosfos, Tosfos gives the mashal, the beginning of the Tosfos, on the bottom of Dalan Beis, Nire, dafilu shnei chutei lovan shel tzemer, shari bepishtin, why? Migu de tcheles patra, since you're allowed to put in two strings of tzemer in the beged shel pishtan, for the tcheles, so you're also allowed to put in two strings of lavan, because it's hutra. It's mutra over there without hutra. You don't even need hutra over there. Once you put in the two strings of tcheles, the whole beged is labeled as shatnas. Ma'itin and ma'yesiv, doesn't make it worse, doesn't make it any better, doesn't make it any worse. Whatever you're going to put any more strings. There's no added avera. The whole beged is labeled as shatnas already. So the way Tosfos presents it is a little strange. The Tosfos in Menachos on Daf Mem presents it a little with a mosvar. A woman wants to wear the beged shel tzitzis. So she does now. She's not mechuyevet the mitzvah tzitzis. Or let's say balayla, when there's no, if you assume there's no mitzvah tzitzis balayla. So balayla, but it's still a chefta shel, it's still a beged shel tzitzis. So the Rabbi Natam developed this idea that it's hutra. And he got it from this Gemara. Gemara seems to say that even, not only is it permissible to put tzemer in a beged shel pishtan, because otherwise you won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of tcheles, you're allowed to put pishtan in a beged shel tzemer. So they say sometimes hutra, sometimes tuya. Fine. That's the famous Rabbi Natan. Okay, so again, so the Gemara said on the top line, top line of Hamad Aleph, Teinach letana de bei Rabbi Shmuel. We just developed the whole theme on Daf Dalid. If you all stam gorim hamur matayra etzemra pishtim. So from the first pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, when it says beggar climb shatnas la'al alach, I already know that it's etzemra pishtim. I already know that. Because tam begodim hamur matara is either tzema or pishtim. Here it says, beged klaim shatans. Beged means either tzema or pishtim. Shatans means combining two materials together. So it means combining tzema or pishtim. So I would have known, and it's called shatnas. And here it says, la silba shatnas. I would have said, shatnas. It's not even exeris shava. The word shatnas has the same meaning in Chumash. Whenever it appears, I would know it's tzema or pishtim. So why does it have to say tzema or pishtim here? So you see that it's mufna, you have an extra phrase, and that draws our attention to these two psukim, to darshan smuchim, to tell me that the esed dechalos says. But this is only teinach aliba the tana the bei rabbi Shmuel. I would have known on my own because tam beger haman batara semru pishtim. So here it means semru pishtim together. Le rabbanon, if you all like rove, there are more paskins like rove that all begot the machay min atora. In tzitzis, the mechaber writes like Rabbi Shmuel, only tzemur pishtim is deraisa, and silk and cotton begodim are only mederabbanan. The Ramos wants to be machmad. The rabbi begodim machayim in tzitzis menatorah. Machlokes atanoim. Rabbi is presenting the view of the other tanoim, not just Rabbi's own view. So the Gemara says, so if you don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel, that's tam beger homa matur. So you need the pasuk tzemur pishtim to give you the definition of what shatnas is. So there's nothing mufne, there's nothing extra. So how do you know that the esed dechalai says? And the Gemara says, no, it's from a totally different mocker. What's the mocker? The Tanya. Rosho matal maloima. Where does it say the Rosho? Ometzora is tome. If the coin declares him as such, the coin declares him as tome, he's tome. Then what if the negatzaras heals? So the Torah says that the metzora has to shave off all of the hair on his body, rosho v'eskono, has to shave it off with a razor. The Mishnah says, shlosha tiklachta mitzvah. There are three people where there's a mitzvah to shave off, and you're only out in the mitzvah with a tar. Who are the three people? One is the nazir. When the nazir finishes the naziris, he has to have tiklachas. And one is the mitzvah, hoyla mitumasa latar rosai. And the third one was the hirosho in the days of the Levim, when they had the chivas alevim. Rabbi Tala called Besorim. Chibs of Bigdain Lehitahor. Where is that in Parshas Nosso? You're getting a Chumash Bamidbar. So that's a Mishnah in the Goyim. Shlosha Tiglachta Mitzvah, the Levim and the Mitzorah and the Nazir. And they're only out in the Mitzvah with a tar. So the Pasuk says, when the Mitzorah shaves off all the hair on his head, it's Rosh of Eskonav is Gabbaseinu. He has to shave off the hair with a razor. It's to shave off Rosho. Rosho includes the Pasa Rosh. He shaves off the Pais. That's an Issa. Eskonav is another Issa. He shaves off his beard with a razor. That's also an Issa. It's Gabbaseinu. That's not an Issa. He shaves off the eyebrows. He has to shave off every Makam Kibbutzayer. He has to shave off the hair under the arms also. The Tanoim talk about it. He has to shave off Makam Kibbutzayer on his body. So why does the Pasuk say Rosh es Rosho? The Vishanema, there's a lavlas akifa pas roshchem. You're not allowed to shave off your pays with a razor. There's a machlekes, the Rambam mitosis, whether the iser of shaving off the pays only applies to a razor, even if you use a shaver. So Tosfos points out that the Bavli, in the middle of Nozir and the Mems, the Bavli seems to say mefurish, seems to imply that the Issa Deraisa even applies if you're not using a razor. And the Rambam paskens like the Tosefta, that the Issa of shaving off the payas is only if you use a razor. Yeah, you have to use a razor. So the Chol HaDeis are going to be in violation of an Issa. Is there any way to pshetl away that it's not in violation of the Issa? So the Gemara says, yeah, because the Roshan HaPasuk is Lo Safkifu Pas Roshchem. So maybe it means you have a head full of hair and you put a pot on top of the head and then you shave off with a razor. You shave off the payas, so you have a hakofa, so you have a circle over here. Maybe if he'll take the razor and shave off all the other hair first, and then he'll shave off the payas last, so he's not doing hakofa. Maybe hakofa's kala rosh is lavshma hakofa. So the Gemara says that's a question. There's what the dingzach. There's room to argue the point and say hakofa's kala rosh is lavshma hakofa. If first you take a razor, you shave off all the hair here. Then all you have left are the pays. Then you shave off the pays. When you shave off the pays with the razor, you didn't do a hakofa. He didn't put a pot. He didn't make a circle over there. But we don't paskin like that. Gemara says, we hold hakofa skala rosh, shmo hakofa. Taisa points out, Taisa is malalav, that if you look at Nozir, it seems that the ratanaim hold the other way. Hakofa skala rosh is lav shmo hakofa. But we accept this opinion. Hakof is called a Rosh Hashmo Hakof. So how can the Torah instruct the Metzora Ha'ilu Mitumasel Taharasai? The Negatzaras healed either by itself or he went to a doctor, whatever. Negatzaras healed and he wants to go through the whole ceremony to become Tohar. How is he allowed to shave off the paste with a razor? That's L'chola Deus Alav Hafyod Hakof is called a Rosh Ma'akofa. So the answer is that Esed Dechala says. So from here I'm going to learn out to call a Terakula that Esed is Dechala says. He knew it's a good Rosh. So it's good. So why does anybody need a different pasuk? The Gemara says, because Ikala Mifrach on the sixth line from the top of Ham and Aleph is what to make a Pircha. Malalav Da'akof HaShikain Lav Shein HaShov HaBakol. Maybe Esei is only Doichalo Esei Evlo Sakifu Pas Roishchem, not to shave off Pa'asa Roish, because women are allowed to shave off the payas. The Lav of Hakof, the Mishnah says in the end of the first Perek in Kedushin, all Loisesei apply to women, the same as men, even if it's a Zman Groma, with the exception of Hakof HaSaroish. Hakof HaSaroish, women are allowed to shave off the pace with a razor. So that's called the loisesei she'ena shova bakol. It only applies to the men and doesn't apply to the women. So it's a weaker love. So maybe esa decha loisesei, maybe it's only decha a weaker love. Maybe it's esa can be decha a stronger love, which is shova bakol. That's all the shatness. How do you know you're allowed to put in tzitzis in such a way in a beggar that it makes a shatness? So if you also from Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, so you have a mufne, you have the phrase Tamer Pishtim is miyuter, so draws attention, you should darshan the simuchim of you. If you don't hold like Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, where do you have a mocker? And you can't, this pasuk can't serve as a mocker because Mala, how did the Gemara say? Ikal Mifrach, you can dingzach, a pircha, Mala lav da'akav, shken lav shen shavu bako. How do you know to apply it even as a dechal asese, where it is a shavu bako? Ela, Gemara says, you need another pasuk. Asyam is a konoi. Who has to shave off the beard with the razor? The Metzora has to. It says by the Metzora has to shave off Rosh of Eskonav is Gabbasenim, it says Beferish. By the Nozir it doesn't say. The Nozir, while he's a Nozir, if he wants to, he can shave off his beard with an electric shaver. It says Kadesh Gadal Peresa Rosha. He dashes Rosha Bayamahu. The hair on the top of the head is Rosha. The hair on the bottom over here, that's the corner, that's not Rosha. So Kozman is an Ozir. If he wants, they can shave the beard. Not to violate the Hashchasas Pas HaZokan, he can shave with an electric shaver. When the Naziris is over, he has to shave off the hair, only the hair that was subject to Kedushas Naziris. The beard he doesn't have to shave off. The din doesn't apply. So here we're talking about Metzora though, we're not talking about the Nozir. The Tiglachas Metzora is not the same as Tiglachas Nozir. Nozir doesn't have to shave the beard. So the Gemara says, Zikona Matam Aloyma. It says that the Metzora Ha'olam Mitumasa L'Tarosai has to shave off his beard. Why do you need another Pasuk? It says, it's Rosh of his Kona, there's Gabba Seinu. Let it just say, he shaves off all the hair on his body. Why does he have to spell out Zikona? Lefi Shenema Fiyasikonam Lo Yigalechu. Where does it say that? Ufiyaz ikonam lo yigalechu. Where is that pasuk? So that, if you look on the side, in Torah Or, it says that that's in Vayikra Chafalav. Vayikra Chafalav, beginning of Parshas Emor. So it says, Kohanim are not allowed to shave off their beard. What if I'm not a Kohen? So I'm allowed to shave with a razor. There's another pasuk, Lo Tashche Piyas Zikonecho. No one's allowed to shave the beard. So how come it says it over here in connection with Kohanim? Are the dinim different? Is anything more chomer by a Kohen than by a Yisrael? So the Darkei Tshiva by the Minkacha on Hilchas Hashchasas Pas HaRosh quotes some Achronim who wanted to be medayik from the Sefer Achinuch that Kohanim are not allowed to shave off their beard with an electric shaver. With the Misparayim Kein Tar. If you're not a Kohen, you're allowed to, and if you're a Kohen, then you're not allowed to. That has never been accepted. Kohanim also shave. Those who hold you're not allowed to use a shaver hold that Yisraelim are also not allowed to use a shaver. Those who hold you're allowed to use a shaver, it's the same for Kohanim. There's no difference Kohanim and the rest of the Kohanim. So, but still, the Pasuk has a special law for a Kohen. So if a Kohen shaves off his beard with a razor, he's in violation of the regular law. What does it say? How does it say? Lo sashchis piyazik on echa. And in addition to that lav that applies to everybody, shava bakol, he's also in violation of this lav ham yuchad, kedoshim yil alakeim. The kohanim have to act in a fashion of kedusha. So if a kohen eats chazer, he's not over an additional lav. If the kohen is machal Shabbos, he's not over on an additional lav. The same lav as everybody else. But if a kohen shaves off his payas, then he's over an additional lav. Because the pasuk says, "Kedoshim yil alakeim." If he violates these, he's in violation of Kedusha's Kahuna. In fact, Tosis points out that with respect to a Kohen shaving off its beard, it's a loisa seviyase. The Tosis malalav da hakov v'shein an shava bakol. So Tosis says, when a Kohen shaves off his beard, it's a lois essay the essay. Where is a lois essay the essay? Where's the essay? So the Maharam on the bottom of the Marshaw, he's usually referred to as the Maharam Lublin as opposed to the Maharam Shiv as opposed to other Maharams. So he lived in Lublin at the same time as the Marshaw. Marshaw didn't live in Lublin, but they were in the Vada Barathas at the same time. So the Maharam explains what Tosis is referring to based on other Gemaras, that it says Kedoshim Yil Alakeim. A kohen who shaves off his beard is over on the lav lasashchis piaskonecha, that he shares in common with the levim and with the Israelim. Then, in addition to that lav lasashchis piaskonecha, he's also in violation of the essay kedoshim yil alakeim. And an additional lois essay is two lavin and an essay kedoshim yil alakeim, and then the lav of piaskonecha lo yigalechu. So it's two lavin and an essay, So that's what the Brisa says. The second Brisa is Kohanim Atam Aloyim Alfishin Am Pias Kohanim Loi Galecha says by Kohanim Shemei Ani Afilu Kohen Mitzora. That's why the Brisa talks about a Kohen Mitzora, because that pasuk Pias Kohanim Loi Galecha is talking about Kohanim. So what if a Mitzora is other Mitamasa the Tarosai, and he wants to do the Tiglacha? So I already know from the word Rosho that Esed Dechaloi Sesi. But how do you know even if he's a Kohen? Not only is Esa Dechalos Esa, it's two lavin and an essay. It's a bigger and a better story. But that's why it has to say Ezekono. Ezekono tells you, even though it's a lois essay, the essay, it's two lavin and an essay, it's still Dechal. How can it be? But Ein Esa Dechalos Esa, the essay. The Gemara has a klal, Ein Esa Dechalos Esa, the essay. So it must be that for some reason or another, this is an exception to the rule. How can you possibly explain why it's an exception to the rule? So the Gemara gives, the Gemara says there are, okay, we better continue tomorrow. Okay. So on the daf, Gemara says it's Ein Shavah Bakol. So that's why it's there. Okay.